will be getting right around 7 o'clock. They'll kick off tonight at 7:30. Boy, talk about a wonderful place to go before and after. If you can't come out to the game, well, you should be there during. Avon Brewing Company, they are our daily food for thought sponsor for the day today and next Friday as well. We've got Matthias Hawk with us up here in the press box. Matthias, thanks so much for joining us, man. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. Thanks, Bo. How you doing?
Lovely. I mean, this is perfect football weather, is it not?
Oh, it's glorious. You see the trees changing color. The weather's perfect. The boys are ready to play. It's going to be a good game.
Well, you had mentioned to me before we went on the air that you actually coach seventh grade here at Avon, right?
Yeah, my father and I, we stepped in, and we ended up coaching seventh grade football for the Eagles this year, and that was a great time and a blast, and really Coach Elder and his staff do a great job. These boys are ready to play.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun for us to call this one later on tonight, WEOL.com stream number 3. And, you know, all the times we've had you on, I don't think we've really had the chance to expand on your football background. You've been around this game for a very, very long time. You've been to some very interesting places. You were telling me before, it all started in Southern Ohio.
Yeah, correct. I went to Vinton County High School in Southern Ohio, where I was an All-State football player. And ended up going to Dartmouth College and playing football and rugby at Dartmouth as well. So
you played rugby and football at Dartmouth?
I did.
Holy cow. And then, of course, from there, you actually had a couple of shots in the NFL, and you also played quite a bit in the Arena League as well.
I did. A good chance to go out and make some money playing football a little bit, realize some dreams that I had growing up, and had a great time.
Yeah, no question. Well, I mean, this is a lot of fun. You know, playoff football, there's clearly something different about that. And you mentioned you were an All-State player in high school. Did you guys ever play in playoff games? Was your school that good?
We did. We did. My sophomore year, we were 10-0 and made the playoffs.
10-0? Correct. So you know what this is all about. This is all familiar territory to you.
This is fun. That was back in the day when only 4 teams made it.
Wow.
But I tell you, no matter what, only a handful of select teams make it to the playoffs, and you work really hard for that. Not only do they have a chance to win the SWC again this year, to step into postseason play is just a wonderful thing for these young men. It's excellent for the community. This whole town's ride around this team, and it's wonderful.
So, since you're part of the coaching staff, you were telling me earlier you got a chance to get a quick glimpse of this St. John's Jesuit Titans team. What do they do? I mean, this is a pretty impressive bunch. They're very athletic. They're very, very big. What are some of the things you saw that stood out on tape?
Well, they have a fantastic linebacker. He's committed to Ohio State. But I think we have some plans for him tonight. And like you said, playoff football, it's an equalizer. You know, we're here at home, and we're going to light them up. They're going to try to spread us out. But one of the things that Coach Elder and the staff do is that these kids are ingrained from young ages to hit, hustle, know your assignment, and care about your teammates. That takes them a long way. So I'm not worried about it. I don't think they are either.
All right, very nice. Now, I love the confidence. This should be a lot of fun for us to watch this a little bit later on tonight. Well, we mentioned a place that you should be going before and after these games, Avon Brewing Company. Look, you don't need me to pump it up. I'm there all the time. Love going in there. You were giving me an inside scoop earlier that as often as I talk about that Christmas beer you guys have, and I talk about it frequently because it is absolutely fantastic, one of the best beers I've ever had, period.
Thank you.
You mentioned next Wednesday is the big day, right? That's when you guys are tapping this year's batch?
Yeah, we're going to drop our 2017 Christmas sale next Wednesday on the 8th, and I think it tastes really good.
Nice.
I'm excited about it.
I'm excited about it, too.
Yeah, it's really good.
Every Christmas sale seems a little different. I'm not without giving away any secrets, but what are some of the what makes you most proud of yours, I guess, would be the question.
Yeah, like with most of our beer, we really just spare no expense in what we do. So we source local honey from actually North Ridgeville. And these wonderful people have some fantastic hives, and they produce some really beautiful dark honey, some clover honey. They save it for me, and that is a phenomenal flavor. We use fresh ginger and fresh cinnamon. So that's really basically what it's all about. So we don't worry about how much you put in, and it's not watery. It's right down the pipeline, and it's your typical Northeastern Ohio Christmas ale. But I think that people will be quite surprised when they come and have ours.
Oh, let me tell you, it's fantastic stuff. I had it back in July when you guys were celebrating the Christmas in July, and I can't wait for this stuff to come out next week. I would buy the entire barrel off you if that was possible. That stuff is absolutely sensational. So if you're in the area on Wednesday, make sure you get on out there and at least try a sample of that stuff. Once you have a sample, you are going to be hooked. There's no question about that.
I'll tell you what, real quick, though. I know Great Lakes and everybody else are really excited about their bourbon barrel-aged Christmas ale. Well, we did the same thing with Cleveland whiskey. So in a couple of weeks, you'll have our bourbon barrel aged Christmas ale as well. So come back for that.
Okay, very nice. Now, I wanted to ask you, too, Matt Yonkoff.
Yes.
Who I believe is a silent partner, correct?
Correct.
And I see, I roomed with the turkey hunter for an entire summer when he was the trainer for the Lake Erie Crushers.
Right.
I didn't realize that he was a brewmaster as well. Well, he collaborated with someone else in a new beer you guys released recently.
Yeah, that's releasing it Saturday. So Matt's a family friend. Yonkoff's have been family friends for a long time. His dad coached my wife in sports growing up, and Marty's a good man. I don't know how silent Matt is. Matt's a wonderful guy. We love having him around. Him and his wife and Dave actually is his cousin. And one of the things they like to do, they're home brewers, and we're interested in talking to the community and our family members and our extended family members at Avon Brewing Company. And they brought in a Russian Imperial Stout that they brewed, and I fell in love with it, to be honest. And I told them that we're going to do something together. So we actually brought them along with us, and we brewed that beer with them. So it's their recipe and our system. And I tell you what, we're dropping that on Saturday with Matt and his family. We're coming up with Dave and his family, and they're really excited about it. So anything we can do to get back to the community is wonderful. Matt's a great, great guy, and he's an athletic trainer at Avon Lake. Can we say that here at Avon?
Still? Yeah, I think it's all right.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're part of the coach. Yeah, I was going to say, you're part of the coaching staff. You're safer than we are. We might just have to hide behind you if they throw bottles at us for saying something like that. But no, Matt Yonkoff's fantastic. So is Marty. Actually, I worked with Marty many years when he ran the scoreboard for the Crushers as well. But yeah, the Turkey Hunter's wonderful people. So that's the Dark Knight? Is that what it's being
called? Dark Knight. Yeah, it's a super impressive Russian Imperial Stout. Clocking in near 10%. But super smooth, and I got to be honest, a little skeptical. You know, we really take pride in what we do, and this probably might be one of the best beers we've ever released, to be honest with you. It's really good. They've done a great job.
Matthias Hawk with Avon Brewing Company joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, and I'm always curious as to how long it takes to put a barrel of stuff like that together. Like, what are the major differences when you're putting something like your miracle beer together, your Christmas beer together, as opposed to putting a stout together? Like, what are the major differences, and does it take that much longer to make one over the other?
It doesn't, usually. It's pretty much the same type of ingredients. We, without some of the adjunct additives like the cinnamon or the honey, we use just typical grain, water, yeast and hops for the beer. And so that's the same with the Russian Imperial. Some of the heavier gravity beers tend to take a little bit longer as they kind of clear up and get ready to go. But a week or so difference is not a big deal.
Okay, so when
3-4 weeks, so 27 days.
Okay, so you're talking somewhere in the area of a month to get it all together, barreled up, and ready to rock and roll to serve to the public.
Correct.
Okay, and speaking of, well, you guys have a Puerto Rican beer. You guys actually teased it a little while ago.
We did.
But it's not being released until a little bit later on this month. For those that don't know what all is involved, there's a super fruit involved in this, right? There's a Puerto Rican fruit in here that's got a bunch of different combinations of flavors, and you dubbed it your anti-pumpkin beer.
It's our anti-pumpkin beer. So we're going to collaboration with Franklin Brewing Company on this beer. The fruit that's used in it is called the mamey fruit, and it looks like a football and kind of shaped like an avocado, and it tastes like pumpkin pie with cherries and almonds and honey and vanilla. It's just a wonderful flavor profile in a fruit. And so the owner of Franklin Brewing Company, Aaron, and his wife is from Puerto Rico. Her family's still there, and they were devastated by this hurricane that came through. And so we decided we wanted to do something for them. And we've been kicking around the idea of using this fruit in a beer for a long time because we don't produce a pumpkin beer, and kind of pulled that anti-pumpkin beer concept out. And so what we're going to do is that we're going to take this beer, we've made it a beer, and we're going to be releasing it on, I think it said the 16th of November. And we're going to do it upright. We're going to have a fundraiser that night. We're going to have some food, some rice and beans, and some pastelito and other type of Puerto Rican food. And we're going to invite the community in, give them a chance to sample some of the food, donate to the cause, releasing our beer, and we're going to donate $1 per every pint to a charity in Puerto Rico.
That sounds like a heck of a beer, and that sounds like a heck of a cause. So it's a win-win for everybody all across the board. That sounds really, really awesome. But I've got to ask you, as a guy who enjoys his pumpkin beer, you're not a big fan of the pumpkin beer scene?
I am. It's just a funny statement. You know, everybody has their pumpkin beers.
Right, gotcha.
And we didn't. This is not a pumpkin beer, but it has those same typical profiles. Cinnamon, slight pumpkiny, earthy flavor. You have your vanilla, you know, those typical things you find in a pumpkin beer with, without the super spice. So you're going to find all those flavors wrapped up in this ale.
Okay, so November 16th, mark that date down. That's when it's going to be released.
That's right.
When you put the description out there, I thought, man, that's a lot of different flavors. It sounds like a lot of things you might find in a pie, which means I'm in immediately.
Absolutely, right?
Yeah, it's great stuff. It just sounds fantastic. So is this a fruit that can only be found in Puerto Rico? Is that why you picked this?
It's mainly found in Puerto Rico. I think you can find it in other parts of the Caribbean, maybe even parts of Mexico, but it's really found in Puerto Rico. It's a staple there. It grows on trees, kind of just wild. And so their family, Carmen's family, they grew up on that. They had mamey, jam. They use it on their bread. And so it really is a good connection to their family as well.
Well, how do you get the fruit, I guess, would be the next question. You have it brought in, or can you pick it up at the local supermarket?
We actually contacted one of our purveyors and had him send us in a couple hundred-pound boxes. Oh, yeah. And just waited around for it and got it in, waited for it to ripen up. Our first batch, actually, they did send it over in a box from Puerto Rico.
Huh.
Okay. But then again, it's been hard-pressed to get anything from there. We want to work on sending stuff back to them.
Cool. Well, yeah, of course, they're having all the issues with power right now, too. So, I mean, they're having many, many issues. That's why this is a great cause as well, because a dollar for every pound is
correct.
Being sent back to Puerto Rico. That's absolutely fantastic stuff. Well, I've got to ask you, I mean, as we're going through some of these things here, I want to give you a chance here to tell the folks what you guys do for the parents of Avon and the players for the football team as well, because this isn't something that's typically done in every community. You guys actually keep the doors open at Avon Brewing Company after every Friday football game for these guys to come back in there.
Absolutely. So we're big in connecting to this community. We do this with all sports, but with football specifically. We fundraise for them. We do some other charity events for them. And every Friday night, last year and this year, we invite the parents and all the players back in and the coaches to our restaurant. And we have a special menu for them. And we feed the boys and we fill their bellies up with food. And we actually replay the football games on our TV. And so they're going to sit down as a family, join our family, watch the games with their parents, just kind of solidify that Avon football connection we have. And we stay up late, special menu, good connection with our community.
What's
been
the go-to?
Fun.
Pizza, boneless wings? Is that a two-go-to?
All the boys eat us out of boneless wings every week, I got to tell you. But we do. We offer a really special pizza for the boys when they come in. My brother, Chef Brian, he puts together a weekly special of something just phenomenal. Again, we still offer the cheese and pepperoni, but just something fun, a little chef-inspired pizza for the kids and for the parents. And again, we just sit around the table, enjoy a meal together, a few beverages, and watch the game, and just really sit back and enjoy this great season.
Got to shout out Chef Brian. This guy does a wonderful job. I mean, if you've never been to Avon Brewing Company, you've got to go there and at least check that menu out. And I think every time I go in there, I look at the menu, and I've got a couple things I love, but then I look at the specials, and I think, I don't know how long these are going to be around for. I got to take advantage of one of these. There was a pulled pork sandwich that was fantastic.
Yeah.
And most recently, you guys were involved in the Lorain County Burger Battle as well. You guys had a pulled pork burger. Did you guys get the results of that yet?
Not yet, but I hear it's looking pretty good.
Who?
We're pretty excited, and a lot, if not all of our success is due to Brian's inventions in the kitchen. We recently, from Pulse Magazine, from the Cleveland Magazine, we were voted number one casual dining restaurant in Lorain County.
Congrats.
Best bar food in Lorain County.
Very nice.
If not the number one, top one or two burger battle in Lorain County.
Nice.
So we're excited about that. And it's not just because, we do have good food. But the thought process behind it, the care and the love they're put out in our food, same with our beer. And so, like you said, across the board, he's bringing some of that wonderful training he had over the last 20 years of being a chef, 12 years at Gusto, a couple years at Luca when he opened that up in downtown Cleveland. And you're going to see some things in our menu, too. So it's just a wonderful thing. Our specials are great every week. That pulled pork burger is on this week.
Nice.
We're doing a really cool thing with like a sashimi tuna this week. So it's just a killer menu. Weekly specials every people keep coming back in. And so our motto is not only welcome to our family, it's people are going to come for the beer and stay for the food. They're going to come for the food and stay for the beer. So we love to say that all the time.
I could vouch for that. Sometimes I come for the food, I end up sticking around for the beer, end up taking a growler or two home. You just can't help it. Matthias, before we cut you loose, I want to give you a chance to hit the social media spots for you guys also. You guys do a great job with that. That's how I found out about that Puerto Rican fruit beer you guys are having coming out here pretty soon. So I wanted to give you a chance to hit those real quick. quick.
Yeah, we've been blessed. We have almost 4,000 followers on social media right now. It's a wonderful thing. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Avon Brewing Co. So, not company, Avon Brewing Co. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Our website is avonbrewingcompany.com. It has our menu up there. It also has our beer menu. It's up to date on a regular basis. Every time we change one, it shows up there, too. So, you can order online on all those sites and come check us out. We put all of our specials up there, our daily specials, all of our events are up there as well. So, Avon Brewing Co.
Avon Brewing Co. on social media, and if you go to the website, it's avonbrewingcompany.com.
That's it.
Very simple to follow. Matthias, always awesome, man. Thanks
cool.
for coming in.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Pleasure. Thanks.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the After.